Homework by Busaiko, read by Susan Voigt. The first email Dave Shepherd gets is numbered 6 in the subject line. He assumes his secretary redirected the first 5 or deleted them as spam. Number 6 only gets through because Lisa's out for the week with swine flu. Dave opens the mail because the account name, ronan.dex@, is faintly familiar. The message is 2 short sentences. We got Taylor back. Surgery went okay. Dave deletes it, and then undeletes it for no reason save a superstitious feeling that this is important. It's probably spam or a mistake, but he makes a DexR folder and drops the message in. The next email arrives 2 weeks later and is even shorter. Kicked Shepherd's ass at Mario Kart. Dave feels like the recipient of some kid's English homework assignments. He's figured out who Ronan is, the young guy John brought to the wake. He types out a sharp reply, stating clearly that he doesn't appreciate or want these updates, but saves it to draft, and with one thing and another, forgets to send it. He's glad for that oversight when the next email comes from John's quote-unquote civilian contractor. Shepherd and surgery again. Keller says she didn't mean to stab him. Okay. The final okay reads like exasperation, and Dave knows every detail of Shepherd Utilities management for the last quarter, and every projection for the next 10 years, with or without the controversial fourth wind farm. But he has no idea how close John came to dying again. It takes him nearly 2 hours to write a reply. Thank you for letting me know about my brother. I never hear from John. Sometimes I wish we were closer. I hope he has recovered and is back on his feet. Dave rereads those inadequate words and then, because he has his strong suspicions, adds, I'm glad John has you taking care of him. This is how Dave finds himself pen pals with John's intimidating boyfriend. Dave doesn't feel like he's betraying John. He never tells Ronan anything especially private. Mostly, he writes about himself and what he does, and Ronan writes cryptic notes about how John's doing. Dave finds talking to John exhausting, like trying to drive through an unknown city at night with no map. Any simple comment can be a wrong turn and make John freeze up and withdraw. They have too much history, and too much of it is painful. It's refreshing to know that John sucks at Nintendo and hates some kind of vegetable. The green leaf thing, Ronan writes, and doesn't run as fast as Ronan, but is better than most of the Marines. John's embarrassed by his gray hair, Dave learns, and played Santa to a bunch of refugee kids, giving them hard candy and bean seeds. Ronan doesn't really want anything from Dave. The emails really are a homework project in Ronan's ESL writing class, and over the months, his punctuation improves, although he still uses it like a blunt weapon. Sometimes the emails are obviously censored, like the one that reads, Taylor took us to, and we saw, cooked a, barbecue is awesome. Sometimes Ronan skips a week or two, and Dave sits at his father's desk in his tailored suits and worries. He keeps copies of all of Ronan's letters on his home computer. One night he comes home from a banquet at the Berkeley warmed through with wine and switches to whiskey as he turns on the computer and rereads everything. He sends off an email in the darkest part of the night, tired and drunk and alone. He writes about how much he misses John and how he's sorry for various things that he thinks John carries grudges about, and how he doesn't care that John's gay because Ronan's a decent person and a good friend. Dave tells Ronan he should visit and bring John. Dave feels like an idiot in the morning, but the message is already gone, so he just drinks down Advil for his headache and tries not to worry. Several days later, Dave gets an email in large-size boldface font. It looks angry, and it reads angry. Are you trying to get your brother fired? Rodney McKay writes. Dave knows the name from Ronan. It's usually attached to something funny the man did or said. Apparently, Rodney has a temper as well. I guess John got all the brains in the family. Thank God I'm paranoid and put in a subroutine that encrypts any mail from you to where we are. You dumbass! Not only did you out John and would have got him fired if I wasn't so smart and actually like having him around, he and Ronan have been behind locked doors for 5 hours now, and thinking about what they're up to makes me want to spork my eyes out. No one Dave associates with regularly would dare to call him a dumbass. It makes him grin for some reason. Dave sends Rodney a very nice apology on an e-card with flowers and ribbons. He hears from Ronan that McKay turned red like one of those ketchup fruits. It was awesome. Dave doesn't hear from John, and he knows that if neither of them bend, this will be yet another unspoken festering silence. So he swallows down all his resentment that John can't just connect like a normal person, and adds a note to John at the end of his reply to Ronan. "I wish things were okay between us," he writes. "It's obvious that your friends love you very much. And you should know you can come home anytime you like, John. I want you to. I miss you." Then he hits send and leans back in his chair, grinning like a kid and hoping. The end. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to comment to the author or to the reader, you can find links at susan-voigt.dreamwith.org, or you can search for this story at ao3.org.